views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome everyone to Silver Guys Show and Bray. Today I have Nicole Lewis-Keeper on here, and she is going to explain how she became a psychotherapist and why she is a life coach on the metaphysical side. So hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you today?
I am doing great. So let's start off with how you got into therapy.
I love it.
So can you explain that to us?
Sure. I think that as an empathic kid, an intuitive kid, I always was very fascinated with human behavior and patterns and why people would do what they did. And I always had a sense of understanding and knowing about what was going on around with me, energetic shifts, from the get-go. So I think it kind of primed me to be interested and also to figure out how to manage my understanding. Because I felt like as a child, I had an emotional understanding of the world that was far beyond my ability to cope with it, if that makes sense. And
right.
So I had to really get into a place of learning to try and figure out, okay, why is this happening? Why is that person happening? And, honestly, due to the fact that I grew up in a household that had a lot of conflict and where I didn't really feel like I always fit in or was safe, it put me in that headspace of really needing to understand and learn about people to process it and kind of digest all of that. So I think that nurture in nature was that foundation of why therapy became, my career choice. And then as I grew up, and I was the one in high school that everybody told their problems to, I was the one that people sought out for answers, even though, I wasn't like the smartest kid in school. In fact, I was not a good student at all. Wasn't popular, but I guess I just provided a safe space for people. People always felt safe with me, so they would tell me their stories. When I decided to go to college, which no one really thought I was going to go to college because I was not a good student. I barely graduated, really.
If they only knew, right?
I know. I was competent in different ways that didn't match up to SATs, right?
Uh-huh.
So no one expected me to really, go to college. But as I, got into the world and still was in the space of being the person that people came to, I really began to think about, well, how can I make this a living? How can I do something with this? And so I enrolled in college and began to study, psychology and family development and child development, just to really understand people. And
uh-huh.
This is where my training began. But I always, kind of laugh and say, I was a therapist before I realized I was a therapist. I was the person in line at the grocery store that people would dump their their bad day on, why not make some money doing that and get an education?
Right.
Yeah. So really, though, what happened to me is when I went to college, because I was an empathic, intuitive person and didn't really understand anything about that at that time, my first semester of college, I became clinically depressed.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't handle the environment. I couldn't handle the expectations. And I became very, very depressed to the point where I wasn't functioning at all.
So how did you handle that for yourself, though?
And this is a process. First of all comes understanding. I didn't, when I became depressed, I didn't know why. I just blamed myself, because, again, I didn't do well in school. So why would I do well here? So there was just a lot of self-blame. And eventually, I didn't leave my apartment ever. And
wow.
Gained a lot of weight because I was just eating to cope and feel comfortable.
Right, that comfort time, food that we need sometimes.
Exactly. So, but it's all relevant. I failed out of classes, and I didn't even go drop my classes. I just quit going. I didn't even do that.
Oh, wow.
But for me, it was the experience of really understanding, okay, this is not going to get better without help. And uh-huh. So then I went and saw someone at the college campus who was a counselor, and they kind of got me back on track because I didn't have a supportive family. I didn't have a place to go to for that. And so that has given me a foundation of understanding what it's really like to be down in the dumps in a way that mm-hmm. you can't function.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that we all get to that point sometimes where we have to just say, I can't function today. I need to take this time off.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I'm having to take time off by even, like I said before, in one of the shows that we talked with, doing something creativity wise for me. So what did you have to do for yourself to get you back to functioning?
Yeah, I had to see a therapist, and I had to find safety, and I began to get curious again. And honestly, when I had something that I needed to fix, because I'm a fixer, which was
right.
my GPA at that point,
uh-huh.
I got serious because I had something to fix. And so I worked really hard to bring it up. And I worked really hard at, learning about human behavior and psychology because I was, again, interested in it. And so that experience, even though it took me 7 years to graduate because of this early derailment, it really gave me a gift in that understanding that when someone is depressed, where they are at and what it feels like and what baby steps have to take place in order for you to come out of it. It is a pathway out. And getting help, being honest with yourself, and finding things that you enjoy and are curious about are very, very helpful.
Right. Right. No, I'm really glad that you're so honest and open about yourself and me, your true authentic self, because we get depressed at times. And then we have to figure out why are we depressed. So on the metaphysical side of it, we have to make sure oppression doesn't come on top of that. Mm-hmm. And then we really have to do some major healing work on ourselves, right? And get some other healers to help us. But, a lot of people don't want to mention, especially in this field, I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
They might just say, I'm just having one of those days. You can see they're depressed. You can see that they've taken on too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And for me, I feel like part of the thing that makes me is that I kind of just call it like it is. And I've not been someone who hides, my past, and I don't hide my past because it's what took me to this point.
Right.
And, so I am pretty honest and forthright about what has happened. So I know what it's like to be that depressed. So when I find myself in a position of having some symptoms or that may look like I'm going there, I know what to do now to not let it go that far. I didn't know that back then. I know better now. So because I never want to feel like that again. I never want to feel like that again. And I don't want other people to feel that way, which is why I went into being a therapist to help people and not have to go to that depth, if at all possible.
And I'm real glad they said that, because a lot of us have gone through different things in our lives, and we end up, like with you, because I don't want to use other people for example. Mm-hmm. So, like with you, you use your experience, turn it into a degree, into psychotherapist, and now as a life coach on the metaphysical side and helping people on their money mindsets and everything else, you're using your own experiences. And I really appreciate that, because so many of us don't use our own experience, rather than use somebody else's. I know I've gone through a lot since my mother passed away. We say transitioned over, right? And the first thing I did was learn about Frappuccinos big time. I'd rather just be my true authentic self and that comfort food to help me. So I got through that, right? I lost the weight. Then I got really busy with other things I was going to do for projects and stuff. And I went, oh my gosh, I was so busy I wasn't eating. And my husband called, what do you want? I said, can you bring me a Frappuccino? So I went back to that. It was such a comfort food, right? Mm-hmm. So now, I'm sorry, but the bottle of water, the tea is sitting right here on my desk right now with me as I'm talking to you, because I know that's my comfort, what I need. Right. The other thing is exercising things out of us. Mm-hmm. So a walk around the block, can release all of the sadness or things that we've taken in. So you went through a really hard time, and I have to, just tell you, I'm really proud of you for even admitting that, because so many of us that are healers, teachers, whatever, we don't want to admit this stuff, that we go through this depression, and we all go through it at different times.
Yeah, I really feel like that when we have a human experience and we're in a position to help people, we really need to be authentic. I mean, and that's right. Not to say that you need to give all the, all the details and names and all those things. But, I really feel like that it's part of our, at least part of my calling to be just as true as possible. And that, that experience I had made me a better therapist. I really wish, though, if I could wish things in life, that I had known more about the spiritual metaphysical side of things and known more about the fact that what it means to be an empath and an intuitive person, that there's a lot that can go into that to help you be protected and not end up, using food as a way to feel comfort and protection and ground. And I just didn't know any of those things. And so that was part of my experience as well,
Right. No, so you know what? We're going to come back and talk about that after break in the More Silver Guys Show.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. goddess-like shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Silver Guys Show on Transformation Talk Radio. So, Nicole, we were talking just a few minutes ago about being an empath and how it affects us and how we can protect ourselves from energies of others or situations we're going through. So some of the steps I do is close down my crown chakra down to the size of a dime. Mm. Yeah. And people are going, why do you do that? Well, I don't want people seeing everything about me, right? So it came to such a habit when I was told to do that many, many years ago. I mean, like over 30 years ago, I was told to do that. And it actually worked. People couldn't see into me, so they weren't knowing what I was going about, right? But then I noticed that there were times that when I didn't do that, I'd grab a mirror off a wall. I'll never forget this. This is just a friend of mine, right? And she goes, I knew you'd want that mirror. I say, quit looking. Quit reading me, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, busted. And she says, you don't have your crown chakra closed down. And the other thing is bubbling yourself, putting yourself in a pink bubble, putting mirrors. What have you done to help with this for yourself?
Yeah, and again, these are things that I'm learning very recently in the past year or two. So, you know, as I went through 18 years as a therapist with a wide open energy field. So you can imagine how well that worked out for me.
Right.
I was completely burnt out and I didn't know anything about energetic protection and I was absorbing everything around me at all times.
Oh, wow.
And I see this happen a lot with therapists because I think a lot of people who are attracted to being, you know, in a therapy role are often people who are empathic and intuitive. And, I know the people around me weren't doing the things to protect themselves, which is why there's a lot of burnout, I believe. So I think this is a huge thing for, you know, therapists in particular to learn. So now that I understand this, you know, that again, that's what I've been doing to try and create a bubble of protection. I put my hand over it when I can actually feel my, when I'm overstimulated or around too many people, or I'm feeling like I'm absorbing too much, my head starts to, it just feels like it's burning. And so I'll put my hand over the top of my head. That's just something instinctually I have
to
do.
Right. And that's what I want to tell you right now. That's when you want to visualize and close that crown chakra down to the size of a dime. Those are the perfect situations right there.
Good. So someone can learn just that.
right. And it's really simple. Just visualize your crown just closing down to that size of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll automatically do it. You know, until you learn more of a protection modes for you that are easier. I mean, that's one of the more extreme ones, but you know, sometimes as life coaches and you're a therapist and a life coach, right? You take in too much stuff and if you're not releasing it all, this is what happens, the headache, the whole bit. So putting your hand on top of your head, that was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, where I found myself was burnt out and unhealthy. You know, I was having all kind of health issues. And I had to take a step back. And so one of the reasons I love the universe so much is one moment of despair, I said, gosh, I wish they would just lay me off from this job. I need a break. I literally just said, I need a break. And within a week I was laid off from that job. I've never been laid off in my life. And, you know, I saw it as a gift, and I saw it as a gift to
have
a little bit of It was some peace and quiet. And so I was able to take the peace and quiet and to regroup and to heal my body and to make a shift in the career choices that I have. And that is when I went and decided to work with my own life coach and saw it was available to me, how I could work with people at a higher vibration and really enjoy it and do very well at it, and decided to switch to coaching, the majority of coaching, for me, because I really wanted to work with people in a different way. I didn't want to walk away from working with people because I knew it was a gift, but I really needed that time to figure all that out. And that's when I began to realize that, you know, there is an energy exchange and I am giving more than I'm getting and I'm not balanced and I'm not protected. And I really need to step up in the world in a way that is different, where I can share my gifts, but I can also, be protected and take care of myself too.
Right, right. No, I like that you're saying that, because there's so many times that a lot of us do not go to other healers or life coaches or, a reader. We want to handle it all ourselves, and we can't. We need help.
Right.
That's where I would say, find somebody you can trust that you want to work with. Healers need healing too. Life coaches need to have other life coaches or healers to work with, right?
Yeah.
And if we don't do that, we're keeping everything so shoved down inside of us that you have to find a way to release it. My favorite thing, obviously, really is either go in the bathtub, light some candles, put some rose petals in the bathtub because roses are healing, and just lay back there and relax. And just, even if I'm not meditating, just relax. Have some soft music going. Whatever you want to do, but rose petals, honestly, go to the florist and get some, and even if they're dried, you put them in a container and they dry them, right? They are for healing. So how can you heal more than that? The other thing is, put some crystals around your bathtub. Now, don't get electric ones, because there are people that I've heard that have used their salt lamps around the bathtub. And I'm going, take the voted one. Do not use the electric one. I about died laughing when I heard that one time. She's lucky. She's okay. But what else would you suggest that they could do to help themselves? That would be what they have at home.
Yeah, I think music is always a really good idea. If you're kind of in the baby stages of learning about this way of healing, as I am, getting curious, I learned about Reiki and crystals, and so I'm in that early learning stage. But one thing I do know that we all have and the ability to reach out to is music, because music changes the energy. It clears, energy. And I think that, if you don't have a crystal and you don't have any roses and you're just now kind of learning about, healing energy and how to use it in your day, that you can turn on some music and really change that vibration in your room, particularly if it's something that you really, really love.
Right. And I want to interject right here. You're saying you're in the baby stages. You're really not. I want you to know that. The other thing is, right now, everybody is needing to go back to the basics. So I'm calling it the advanced basics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget certain things. And it's like, wait a minute, you forgot to ground this morning. You forgot to call in your guides. You forgot to ask your guides for help. So we're all going to the advanced basics. Everybody needs to go back to that. We need to quit shortcutting our learning. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Because yeah, for sure.
It would be like me coming in and saying, okay, I want to learn what you learned in 7 years and 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that actually think that sometimes. And you can't do that.
Right.
You cannot shortcut what you're learning. No matter if it's, so let's just say you're making cookies, right? And you forget the butter.
Mm-hmm.
that's the only thing I think of right now. I know it's a silly analogy for it. But when you shortcut those things, what are you going to happen if you forget the butters for your sugar cookies? They're not going to taste so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't make cookies that often. So I'm using that for an example, right? So if I'm wrong about that, let me know. Butter doesn't go with sugar cookies. But, it's like, if we take that time to really look and see what we're doing and be on task, we'll be okay.
Yeah, so we and just asking for help, and just, you know, really paying attention to what we need. And like you said, back to basics, you know, for me in the past 6 months, I've been doing something that hasn't been the norm for me. I've not often been someone who was kind of a nature seeker. I've always been more of an indoor kid. But in the past 6 months, whenever I get a chance, there's a hill near my house with a tree and a beautiful view. And I go to the hill, I call it going to the hill, and spend time there if I can, you know, in the grass, near the tree, you know, outside, watching the birds, listening, and just being in nature. And for me, that's been a back to basics that I didn't even realize I needed. And it's made all the difference.
Wow, well, I'm glad that you're doing that because it's so important. Go hug a tree today.
I tell everybody. I've done that at your
good
recommendation,
you.
And it's quite lovely.
Isn't it great?
It's great.
The other thing is calling in the tree spirits, right? Mm-hmm. And if you put your back to the tree, right, and mm-hmm. take your arms backwards around the tree, you're actually able to bring in that tree spirit. And one day, I was doing this as one tree for a very long time, right? And it was like 2-3 months, right? All of a sudden I looked up and there was his face. I was like, wow, you finally came. Thank you. But I had a lot of work I had to do. So, you know, and that's like working on ourselves. We have all this work we have mm-hmm. to do on ourselves. And it's actually simpler than people want to admit. They say, oh no, today I have to work on this, right? And if you put that dread in it, you're not going to want to work on it yourself.
Right.
But
exactly.
If you go to the extreme, you're not going to work on yourself. So every day, find something different. So like we're going to go back to Frappuccinos for a second. I said Frappuccino. I have some raspberry tea sitting here with no sugar. I don't put sugar in tea anyway. So that's my advice for you today. You like that one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Silver Guys Show and Nicole Lewis-Giebler.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sober Guys. So, Nicole, where were we? Where did we leave off at?
Talking about getting back to basics and ways to protect our energy. And,
Yeah, there we go. So, what's a really good way to protect our energy right now?
Right now, I'm like, what have we not talked about yet?
Okay, so... Another way, okay, so I'm going to. That's why this show is so much fun with you. So the other thing we can do is ground ourselves. Big time ground ourselves, right? Bring up some cords from Gaia, right? And, you know, God's Gaia has so much to offer us and Mother Earth. And bring up these cords, put them in the soles of your feet, right? So you're staying grounded. And that is also a form of protection in some ways because there are so many things that when we don't stay grounded, what happens? We leave our bodies constantly. And as a multidimensional traveler, I'm so grounded now that now I can travel when I want to, not just an escape. Because it was almost an escape. It was like going out there and saying, okay, that I'm in my comfort zone, right? When I'm traveling, my consciousness is leaving, right? It would do what I was driving. It would anytime, right? And I don't know how I never got in accidents or anything because it was crazy, right? And I couldn't pull off the freeway or whatever, right? So I'm going, okay. So now I'm grounded. And I found out that was really a form of protection for me. Mm. You know, and that's and it's keeping me protected from others that may want to do... Well, I went to a psychic fair. I'll tell you this. I went to a psychic fair. And a woman was actually scanning me, right? I went, and instead of throwing up a shield, right, of liquid mirrors or something, right, you know what I did is I walked after I told her to quit scanning me, and she was just shocked, right? Mm-hmm. And I said it a lot nicer than that. I said, would you please stop scanning me? That is so out of universal laws. And she goes, you know about the universal laws? I said, very well. And I said, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do that. And so, you know, I walked away. There was no hard feelings, but sometimes you just have to say, stop. This is not right. So, like, you had mentioned on another show about covering the top of your head, right?
Yeah.
And if you're having to do that, that's not healthy either.
Mm-mm.
You know, and people need to stop taking that on. So the way that other thing that you can do is stop taking it in is putting up those liquid mirrors, facing out, so everything will mirror you. But you can actually make, like, a cylinder of it.
Mm-hmm.
And put yourself in that cylinder and let that all bounce off of you or turn it into like a balloon and walk into it. You know, so there was time that, and my husband thought I was nuts and then he tried it and he goes, okay, this isn't so nuts, right? Because he laughed like 2 weeks at me, right? I said, I'm walking into my balloon. And he started laughing. So I'd walk in and then I'd reach down from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head and zip it up, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd leave the house. And he goes, what are you doing? This is years ago. And I said, I'm putting protection around me. Right? You can use white light protection. That's all sorts of things. But it was fun to do this balloon thing, right? It's like an exercise almost. So you remember to do it. And he goes, okay, let me see if this thing really works. And so he tried it. And he goes, oh, I like this. Yes, there's different ways we can protect ourselves.
Yeah. Yes.
So I tell people, look up. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think just for a lot of us, we just don't even realize that we need to, or that it's an mm-hmm. option. And so just that knowledge is freeing and has changed my life, you know, knowing that it's there and that there's many ways to approach it, and that it's, I don't have to be exposed, you know, that there's ways to protect yourself and that are beautiful.
Right. So when you mean exposed, you mean physically exposed or energetically exposed?
I think we're physically exposed, first of all, and then because of that, then we're energetically exposed. You know, like for me, if I go into, let's say I go to a conference, or, you know, like I did 2 speaking engagements in October, and mm-hmm. I was around a lot of people for a very extended amount of time previously and in the past, that would have made me sick for a week afterwards, at least, you know, migraine.
Oh, wow.
It would have really taken me out being around all those people with all that energy and having the expectation on me. Mm-hmm. But this past time, because of the things I was learning as far as creating the bubble, I have a necklace a friend made that's got protective, you know, stones, and I wore that underneath my, you know, shirt. And because of those things that I was learning and that I implemented, because implementation is key, right? You can know something,
right,
but if
right.
you use it, you know, use it. It made all the difference, and I came back and was able to see clients and go on as regularly scheduled. You know, no, there was no wipeout at all. So it's so powerful.
Uh-huh. No, I agree. And those protection stones, a lot of people don't think that we need. We need. I'm sorry. We need them. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing is, you know, since we're a teaching show, I want to tell you this, is mm-hmm. if you do not have the stones on you, you call the energy of a stone on you, mm-hmm. to you, and have that energy with you. So you don't have to carry every single stone. I've seen people with pockets and pockets and pockets full. I'm going, oh, my gosh. You know, and I carry a couple on me, right? Or especially where my necklaces are concerned, right? And my mm-hmm. bracelets. But I'm going, can you imagine carrying, like, 5 pounds of little stones on you every time you turn around in different places? So I was like, whoa, I can't do that. And, yeah. you know, they're great to have. And my office is full of them. My house is full of different ones. Excuse me. And, but I don't always look at them as protection. I look at them as a gift from Mother Earth, and that she's given them to us. And so the one thing is why we're on the subject is, you know, what can we give back to Mother Earth for everything that she has given to us? And every mm-hmm. and a lot of this knowledge is from the goddess knowledge and from Goddess Gaia, right? Mm-hmm. What can we give back to her, you think?
You know, I think that she is appreciative of whatever we feel led to give, you know, if
right.
that's to, put something back into the earth or send something down a creek, you know, if it's, you know, a gift maybe that we've been given, a stone or a prayer, you know, I think that there's a
right.
lot of things that are important to us that would be a connecting way to kind of give back, you know, if it's, you know, poetry or if it's a crystal or if it's, you know, I know sometimes people use tobacco or, you know, whatever's meaningful to us, I think is what's meaningful to her.
Right. That's very true. I know that a lot of people ask me, why do you call her Goddess Gaia?
Mm-hmm.
And it's respect. She's the Mother Earth. Why would I call her that?
Mm-hmm.
Or Goddess Isis or Goddess Moriah and Goddess Pele and, you know, so, you know, and Goddess Kuan Yin. You know, so it's all, you know, and that's for another show that we'll be doing. But, you know, it's called Pele and her 4 sisters. There's actually 5 goddesses that came in at one time, and the energies are here, they're back, and for this major shift that's happening on the planet right now. But the one thing, I don't know if I told you, at Thanksgiving, I had brought up on another show with somebody else, but on Thanksgiving I was doing cooking in the kitchen. I thought, what are we giving back to Goddess Gaia? And so I actually took a crystal out of my collection and went and put it in the earth for her. Mm-hmm. And that's where it stays. I have a ring that I've used so much that the energy of the stone is kind of like, right? And I put it in the dirt, done different things. But that ring is going into the earth today. Mm-hmm. And it's given back. You know, the metal is going back into the earth. The property of the stone is going back into the earth. You know, all of that's going back in. And it's a place where I'll never find these again because I just went out and did it and left and don't even know where I was. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like it's in your own yard and you can dig it up and put it back
right
on your finger or get that stone back. I take it to places that I don't remember how I got there. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere I've never been.
Right.
You know, so that's what I suggest and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Gifts, you know, gifts are important and mm-hmm. a gift that, you know, it's a, this is yours now. You know, I give it back to you and I'm not going to, it's not part of my life anymore. It's a gift to you. You know, it's an exchange, you know, so putting something
right.
back into her for her, giving something back to the water or a prayer to the air or that, all of that's just beautiful. And I think it's so reverent.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. I think it's so important that we do that. So the other thing is, a couple minutes left. So, I hope our listeners will give something back to Goddess Gaia today. Whether it be a thank you, whether it be a little dollar crystal that you find or a stone that you have hanging around. Because you know how you can buy those little dollar tumble stones?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bunch of them in a bowl, right? And so sometimes when people leave my house, I say, take a couple and go throw them out somewhere in the earth. You know, give a gift to Gaia, right? And, you know, it's so important that we stay down to the basics and give those gifts back to her. And we're also giving them back to the other goddesses, and people have to realize that. So, and being in the goddess and being in your enlightenment is so important right now that we stay that way. It's not about ego. It's not about, I was this person or that person, right? It's about the enlightenment, the journey. And that's one thing I wanted to get out real quick before we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk more about what got you to where you're at today and how you ended up on my show. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. More Silver Guy Show, Nicole Lewis Giebler.
Consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Welcome back, everyone. That was an exciting last part of the show segment that we had. So, Nicole, how did you end up being where you're at now today?
Yeah, well, I mentioned that layoff from the universe, right? Where
right.
I got a chance to get still. And, you know, I knew I wanted to work with people at a higher vibration in a different way. And so I worked with my own life coach and saw what was possible and got very excited about it and decided to go get training as a coach myself. And the coaching certification program that was available to me at that time was around money and mindset.
And
so I went through the training and got certified. I know, it's like, wow. You know, and honestly, as a social worker, you know, and a therapist, I really, money was not as important to me. I knew that I was not going to make a lot of, you know, money. I was making kind of a decision to be in a field where, you know, they're grossly underpaid, really. And that's kind of where my mindset was before. Money wasn't the most important thing to me. And so as I went through this program, I realized that money can be important and there's different types of wealth and that there's a lot of freedom and empowerment and options that come when you create your own financial freedom and you let go of the limiting beliefs and blocks to abundance, which I had a lot of them. And so once I released those and, you know, really saw it was possible, I got very excited. And I was like, you know, I'm going to work with people on this particular subject, as well as everything that comes with it, because money is just an entryway into deeper personal development work. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And so as I did that, I began to really understand more about the metaphysical side of things, and the clients that were attracted to me because of my background were people who were very interested in this side of things. And so I began to learn, and I, you know, read about how to talk with my guides, and I went to, you know, have readings, and I, you know, began to work with healers, and I got my Reiki. So, you know, so I really kind of stepped into this world of energy healing. And it's just so beautiful, and it's really impacted my clients, and it's impacted my work with them in a pretty profound way. And so the opportunities that keep showing up for me because I'm practicing what I'm preaching are pretty amazing.
You know, I'm really glad that you said that, because now I was listening to how you got to Reiki and other things, and now you're able to take all these tools that you have and combine them into one. So it's like you have this hat full of tools, right? Mm-hmm. And you're now able to help others with all these different tools you have. Mm-hmm. And you're becoming stronger and stronger every time I talk to you, whether it be on the air, whether we're privately Skyping or whatever. There are different things that are making you stronger every day. And I'm really glad that you said that, because you were amazing to find. I'm always spirit led to my guests, right? And I write a letter, you know, explaining different things. But for some reason, I wrote my letter to you where I had a money mindset issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we just started talking, right? And here you are today, right? But just from that one conversation, I don't feel guilty for accepting money any longer.
Yay.
You know, I got over, and I've also got over, you know, being given gifts. Mm-hmm. It was really hard for me to receive. Mm-hmm. And because I'm always the giver, right? Let me help you with this. Let me give you this. Let me take you shopping. You need some of this. You need that, right? And now I'm finally over that where I don't feel that guilt, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, you know, that was two big things you helped me with. And a lot of us, either we take too much or we give too much. We have to find a balance in between that. So can you help me explain a little bit about that as a life coach?
Yeah, I mean, I really believe as, this is just my opinion, you know, but I've seen working, you know, with healers and, you know, being in in the world of energy psychology, and is that, you know, there's different types of receiving when it comes to income, and there's financial income, but there's also psychic income.
Right.
And a lot of people come from that background where they just love psychic income. They'll give away their services, or they'll do more, they give more, because they're still benefiting from it. They're getting an abundance of that psychic income, but they can't pay their bills, you know, on time. Or so it's really about creating that balance and knowing that both of those are valuable, and that we're led to have both. And so when it comes to, oh my gosh, I forgot your question. I got excited.
I know. I love it. That's why I like working with you so much. To balance the giving and the receiving, the giving
right.
and receiving, you know.
Right, because that's the kind of the law of the land, right? That
right.
We give and receive. You know, we plant, we sow, it's just how it works. And when we don't allow people to give to us and we don't receive, we're creating an imbalance, and it's not a high vibration for us both. You know, because if I love to give something to you, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel good, if I don't let you do the same for me, that's not cool.
No, it's not.
I'm not letting you feel good.
Right. Huh. So we want everybody to feel good and happy, and that they walk away with the feeling of abundance, you know, with them. And abundance, I want to get to this. Abundance is not always money.
Mm-mm.
Abundance can be love from another person, mm-hmm. a friendship. And I'm not talking man and, you know, man and woman type love or any type of physical love whatsoever, right? I'm talking about that mindset love, right? That love that you have from someone else, that feeling of knowing, hey, you know, I can't explain it. I love you so much. You're my friend. You know, I just appreciate you. You know, and those are things that I want people to understand, that it's not always about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, and sure, I'm not turning down money, and you know that, but I want people to know that there's more to life than that too. On abundance.
There is. And that's why I call it psychic income, because that's hugely important for me in what I do. You know, if all I got was a paycheck from someone or, you know, financial reimbursement, and I wasn't getting the psychic income from it too, I would not be happy. I wouldn't feel fulfilled. And if I didn't have those freedoms and those opportunities to have like-minded friends and, you know, my tribe of people who get me,
right.
You know, I would feel very lost, or, you know, just that having people that know you and love you anyway, and that you belong somewhere is abundance, and time, peace, you know, serenity, all these things, you know, are all about having an abundant life.
Right. And we have a little under 3 minutes before we end the show, Nicole. You know, I've worked with a lot of people, and, you know, other life coaches and healers, and, you know, that have helped me right through the years. And I had my mom for so long, but, you know, and then there was times that I couldn't go to my mom with certain problems. But I want to tell you, you really helped me with a lot of things that I was holding back since I came back to the area where I was born, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you. I think that sometimes I just really feel I need to thank you, and I don't have to do it as personal as I want to do it when I talk to you again, right? But we have, you know, with the listeners and stuff, that's really private. But you have done so much for me with the two things, the receiving and the giving. Mm-hmm. And I hope others will call and talk to you about this because it's so amazing what you do. You guys, check out her website, Nicole Lewis Kieber. You also can go on to the silverguide.net website and find her on that. Also on Transformation Talk Radio as a guest, you'll find her and her information there. There are so many ways to find Nicole. Nicole, thank you for everything you have done for me and others. You know, it's a collective that you're helping so many people because what one person learns from you, they teach another. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the Silver Gaia show today. Keep listening. We're going to have more shows with Nicole and other people and that are coming with this really deep emotional feelings out, wanting to help others. So we'll see you again on the Silver Gaia show and have a great day.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.